I was just telling myself, it's more important what you have to say than it is how you look. Like, I sit here and I nitpick the background and I make it. Anyway, let's get into this, okay? If we haven't met, hi, I'm Emily Benson. I am the host of the Booster Boutique podcast. I'm doing this on video as well because why not? I want to put this on YouTube too. So if you're following me on either, like first and foremost, if you're following me on YouTube, I have a podcast. You should know about that. If you're listening on the podcast, I have a YouTube channel and I have two books actually on Amazon. So you should know that as well. There is some stuff happening in boutique land that I feel like I want to talk about. And if I am someone who's seeing so much of this and hearing so much of this, like, why not me? Why not me deliver some of these messages? Because I know you're feeling weird. I know it's that time of year where, like, it's supposed to be spring and it just snowed. We had Easter. Maybe you didn't even sell Easter dresses because it wasn't even warm where you are. It has been a really weird year. And this week especially, this is a really weird week. It feels like everyone's like, oh, what's going on in the industry? What's happening? I just came back from two different shows, two totally different styles of shows. And I want to tell you, like, if you don't sell fashion or you don't sell clothes or you feel like you're a seasonal business or a different type of business, like, you belong here. This conversation is about retail. And retail is like a boutique, a wholesale company. Like, I think we need a lot of changes. And I've been talking about this for a long time. My hope in putting out this video is to, like, one, make you feel like, okay, I'm not crazy. The industry does feel weird. Things do feel weird, right? And two, to also give you some things that are classic and tried and true retail things that work and that will help you make more money or make more profit. Because truly, like, I want to see more people succeed. Here's what happened. Here's why everyone's going out of business. Everyone's not going out of business. I didn't want to make that the title of this. This is the time of year everyone talks about it. It just feels a little later than normal. Most people talk about this like in January. They're like, everyone's closing, blah, 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 is closing stores. People are always opening and closing stores. Big companies are always shifting things around. You're small, you can pivot. And that's what we're gonna talk about today because I don't think businesses are closing. I think what's happening is we're having a market adjustment and things are changing. Retail is retail is retail. I do think that a lot of our platforms for marketing and things like that are shifting and changing. That said, I don't really think that, if we're all being honest, like, retail is one of the oldest industries in the world. People buy and sell things all the time. What do you want to buy and sell? Who do you want to buy and sell it to? And how do you want to do that? That's all we're talking about, right? You could be like, I want to sell non-alcoholic beverages to suburban moms from a brick and mortar. Great, let's do that, okay? You could say, I want to sell children's clothes at a consignment, like by consignment, and I want to sell them to moms and grandmothers, and I want to sell them online. Great. It's really just picking like the who, the what, the where, and then rolling that out. And I think a lot of people in 2020 saw like dropshipping and e-commerce and print on demand and like build a Shopify store. Like, everyone thought they could do it because you can. Anyone can start in this industry. Not everyone can scale and succeed. The other piece of it is, I think because of girl boss culture and because, like, oh my gosh, we're seeing someone sell all this stuff, we think, oh, they're making millions, they're doing so great. Meanwhile, those people that grew and scale like fastest are the most unhappy, like tend to be overwhelmed, haven't like managed how they've scaled. Don't ever think that your situation isn't perfect for you. Because if it's perfect for you, then that's what we want. That's what we desire. That time where it's like spring and rebirth and new and like, what's different? So I do think that if you're on the verge of being like, I want to close or I want to make a big change, do it. Like, that's fine. You could also shift what you're selling. I mean, honestly, like, I could start a retail business tomorrow again if I wanted to. It's not that big of a deal. And listen, it also is a big deal because it's your dream and it's what you're going for and all that stuff. I also want you to know, like, as a business owner, you can adjust and change however you want. Now, do you want to do it in the smartest way possible? Yeah, totally. For me, marketing is one of the things that's always changing. I want to look at my notes really quick. Things are hard right now. Right? No one's not saying they're not. Inflation is up 25% for like groceries and normal stuff. And so where do we think all of our boutique money is going? To groceries. Okay, right? I think that there is a huge divide happening between what I'll call cheap and cheerful, which is like selling Zanana on TikTok for a quick buck. And maybe not even a quick buck. I don't want any of this to sound negative. I just think it's like, what's your business model? And like, we have to be conscious that in fashion and retail, like, there are, regardless if you're selling like gifts or kids or women's clothes, like, it doesn't matter. There's still the divide between the cheap and cheerful of the world and the product assortment and the like high value, high margin, like, you know, restoration hardware comes to mind. It's a luxury experience. It's high priced items. Like, either people are going to spend money on stuff or they're not. To me, for Boutique Land, the obvious way to go is the more luxurious, because cheap and cheerful, that's what Shein's doing. That's what Temu wants to do. We don't need to be in that realm. I think that some of the people who've been most successful are the ones who are making their own styles or figuring out how to do production or figuring out how to do wholesale and splitting it with a friend, because they realize that they need unique stuff. I feel like a lot of the old school LA vendors might be struggling. And if you're listening to me and you're like, I'm a wholesale vendor, I'm a wholesale business, and I feel like I'm way too much inventory. I feel like I don't have the right things. I feel like my cycles are off, or like my delivery schedule is off. Like, we can fix all that. That's all fixable. We all, whether we're wholesale, retail, boutique, whatever, we all have to recognize that things are changing and that we can do so much mindset work and we can be positive and we can think all the good thoughts we want. And we also like have to realize that like things are a little strange out there. This is the time to pivot. I have pivoted so many times. I'm going to sound like an old lady in this episode. I have had a lot of old lady experiences lately. And I say old lady, but I think like midlife. Like, I'm hitting midlife. You know, I've like been through a lot. I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot come and go. Business is always going to change. Retail is always going to change. But I worked in a business through the crash of 2008. So I think that bigger picture wise, if you have a great product, if you have a great business and you just need to find more customers, then it's a marketing problem. Now, that's saying you have a good business. Like, I'm talking to the people right now who's like had a great business for a while. It's being a little weird. You're like, what's going on? I want you to know, number one, 2020, 2021, even 2022 were weird years. Like, looking back, you could just like post anything and sell it for the most part, right? It's a little different now. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that, you know, there are a lot of hobbyists that came in and wanted to sell stuff. And then there's people who are like, I just want to sell stuff every day. I want to build my customer base. I'm in it for longevity. The longevity people, I'm talking to you. We can keep your business going. We can have it grow. We can find more profit and more ways to make more money with it. Some of that is marketing. I think that a lot of us like feel as if it's harder to find new customers. It's harder to get ourselves out there. And to be honest with you, I am willing to throw anything at the wall at this point. No, I'm joking. But one of the things I've been talking about in some of my trainings and masterclasses for the past year is I think that we all need to get serious about an email list and like building our email list and sending out emails and not feeling creepy about it. That's a no-brainer. The other thing is we need to find new marketing channels. We need to test ourselves and figure out how are we finding new customers, because organically, it is actually pretty difficult these days on social media. I think you're spreading yourself too thin. You're like, I have to be on everything. I had someone be like, I'm even on Snapchat. And I'm like, why? I have a podcast coming out where the owner of Lola Saratoga tells me how she is selling $1,000 handbags on TikTok Shop, okay, doing TikTok Live. So there's opportunity for that. There's opportunity for you in Instagram and Instagram Reels. I've been growing my audience massively. I've had more shifts in my audience in the past 3 weeks to 2 months than I have had in like 3 years on Instagram by using Reels and doing the strategy that I'm teaching in a class next week. Content creation, you can't just push everything out and everywhere anymore. It doesn't work like that. You have to be a specialist. And I think we have to consider being a specialist in places that are more evergreen, that like last longer, like TikTok. I love TikTok, but again, you have to approach it with a specific strategy. Whereas like Instagram has its own strategy now. And even on Facebook, like I think Facebook is a little off kilter right now. I think it's a little weird. But if you think about it, like it's all affecting each other. I think there's a lot of you too that could start a YouTube channel and that's so evergreen and like do styling and do day in the life. I mean, again, if you're not doing this stuff already, don't add it to your plate. But I do think there is opportunity for more of you to get into like an evergreen platform rather than an ephemeral platform. Like I feel as though TikTok, if you're gonna go hard on TikTok, like if you hit it, you have to catch that wave and ride that wave like and save all your money, just like any other trend, right? Again, if you've hit a trend in a product assortment or a product, how long can you ride that trend for? Like, I think that there's a lot of people who are hesitant to shift or hesitant to change because you're like, well, but I've always been doing this. It's always worked, but now it's kind of not working. Like things are shifting again. This is just what happens. And I think it has definitely been naturally like sped up because of the pandemic and because of the accessibility to goods, right? People are going straight to AliExpress or Alibaba or doing drop shipping or print on demand because they realize they like don't have to have inventory. They don't have to buy from LA wholesalers. I think the trend going forward is a lot more custom stuff or more small batch things or even upcycled or sustainable or, you know, like I know this sounds really silly, but like some of my favorite accounts that I follow are upcycling accounts or thrifting accounts on Instagram because you're just like, ooh, what are they finding? And there is this lean towards vintage style and like hearkening back to like what we were wearing 20 years ago. Which is so funny. I can't believe grown women are like wearing cool overalls now again. You know what I mean? It's like, let's go. We did overalls in sixth grade. Like, I'm ready. Let's do it. Overall shorts. Hello. Are you kidding? With scrunch socks and brown leather loafers. Like, give me a break. I'll wear that all summer. That's like, I wore that in sixth grade and I was the coolest girl, I thought. And I'm ready for it. Let's go 2024. Like, this is what I'm saying is we have to be open to like really shifting and also really like going after a style or a trend or a niche. Like I think you have to go almost double down harder at how can you reach those people because there's opportunity to find them. Okay, so let's talk about what you can do right now, okay? I wrote down there's success in your data. You have data, if you're an established business, you have data somewhere, somehow. You know what you're selling. You at least have intuition about what's selling and your data should back you up, right? So this is the time to look at your data and lean into it. What was your best opened email? What was your most clicked email? Go back, reformulate it, resend it. What was your most clicked post? What was your most engaged reel? Go back, recreate it, right? Redo it. Redo it with new stuff. You don't have to constantly be coming up with new ideas. You don't have to constantly be reinventing the wheel. Do you have to jump on trending audio or do you have to like, do you want to sometimes do a trend because it's fun or funny? Yeah, do it. Okay. Have fun with it. But don't feel like you can't use what you have already done in the past to like redo it and make it work. Okay. Whether that's through your assortment, through your marketing, through your planning, through doing class, whatever it is, we know that success leaves clues and it's always generally in our data, but we are too scared to like look back or we feel like we don't know what reports to look at. Like even if you're just looking back, what sold last year in this same month? Do sales by product in Shopify, look at your top selling items from this month to this month that you have sales history in to last year at this time and then like the next months. You should always kind of be looking at that data. That's what we do in Sky's the Limit. We're always looking at your data, whether it be from Facebook ads or from your actual like data in your Shopify or your Square, whatever your point of sale system is. We can learn so much from that. I think that a lot of people don't realize that like your sales history holds your future. Ooh, let's put that on the t-shirt. But that's how it goes in retail. Like you have to lean on the past to make decisions for the future. That's what you do in your life. Like that's what you should be doing in your business. This is the time where I think you have to focus on quality. Okay, so let me dive deeper into that in terms of boutique land, because we do have the Temus and the Sheins and whatever's. But at the same time, I don't want to race to the bottom of price point. Like I don't want to compete on price point. I want to compete on quality. Like we are looking for those legacy pieces that are cool and fun and functional. But let's be honest, like this style still looks good now. Like athletic wear is in, like women's sports is trending, right? So athleisure, athletic wear, like things for taller girls, things for curvy girls. Like you're seeing these athletic women out on the field, out on the court. Like we just had March Madness, we had insane numbers, like women's sports is growing. So like, how are we also addressing that trend, right? Do you have a local team that you can play into color-wise, whatever, right? Do you have a kid store? Could you make cool like next greatest WNBA star? It's okay to like go off those trends and figure out how to capitalize on them and sell it for quality, sell it for higher. So let's talk about launches and how you can start to have less launches, but higher quality. Instead of saying I have to launch 10 new items a week, we're just not there anymore. That's a very 2020 LuLaRoe mindset of like, I'm going to sell a ton of units. I'm going to move through a lot. I'm going to like yell on camera and scream at people and be excited. And like, don't get me wrong. I know that you have to bring energy to videos and all that jazz, but I do think it's shifting. I do think that there is this like, hey, I'm this type of personality and I want to find these people that are my type of personality too. And this is why I'm selling what I'm selling. And like speaking to the owner and speaking to the founder, being like, hey, real life about it. You know, I'm selling these clothes because like I knew how hard it was to find XYZ clothes. most good founders, most people who have longevity in boutique world or in retail world, it's because they care and because they really are like, I had this problem and I need to solve it. So if you're not talking about that, and listen, there's a couple of you who are like, I just love fashion. Like that's very noble as well. Like there's nothing wrong with that. And bringing more fashion and your sense of fashion to people is solving a problem too, because they can't find that. Or, you know, you have a unique take. Like all of that is good. Talk more about it. Talk more about why you do what you do, why your company does what it does. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from like me, my perspective. I'm the like head girl in charge, woman in charge, excuse me. But it can definitely be from a place of like, hey, we, you know, this is what we stand for. This is why we're doing what we're doing. This is why we love what we do. All of that is going to make people love you. And like, really, my motto has always been make lots of friends and make lots of money. And like, that's it. When you make more friends because people find out that they're like you, then you'll make more money. That's it. Like, that's it. That's the end of it. Okay. So you're making friends, you're buying things that work for you and your friends, and then you're selling it and everyone's happy. Like, that's literally what we're doing. So I had a client where we actually slowly but surely, and after she left me, she like finished the transition, but we did so much math for years on like how much she'd have to sell of boutique clothes to get to the point where she could place private label orders for her own stuff. So the way we grew her business was like, so that evolved into that. And now she's totally private label and totally doing her own thing. And it took time to do that. And it took big leaps to do that. But the big leaps happened over time. And I think a lot of people come into boutique land, they think, oh, I'm going to go 0 to 60 so fast, or I'm going to go 0 to 20K really fast. It might take you 2 years to hit 20K months. It might take you 2 months. Like, you just don't know. But I do think that studying who you're selling to, what you're selling to them, and how you're selling it is more important than ever. And finding new ways to market that like you might not think are for you or whatever, try it. Like, try Instagram Reels. I'm teaching a class on April 10th, the newest masterclass I'm teaching. It's called Reels for Retail. I always feel like my goal is find these things, bring them to you, disseminate it in the easiest way for you to just execute. I'm teaching Instagram Reels because I've been able to reach 40,000 more people through my Instagram Reels in just a month, and it has increased so much of my engagement. I've gotten more people on my email list. I've gotten more people to retarget with Facebook ads. So it's an organic strategy that's totally free. It will increase your views and your engagement and all that jazz when you do it right. And I know you can do it for retail, and I'm gonna give you ChatGPT prompts to be able to like create your captions. I'm gonna give you a whole list of ideas on Reels to post for 30 days. So this is a strategy for me that I know has grown and will continue to grow. And I want you to jump on it now before it's over. I'll be honest with you, it is a trend, but it's not a bad trend to jump on, because it's really just you creating content that the algorithm likes, that people like, and that's being consumed. So you're getting in the play of new people. Reels are places where people are discovering new things, new businesses, whatever. So getting you in that lineup as people are sitting there scrolling is our goal. So that's what I'm going to teach in this class. It's on April 10th. It's called Reels for Retail.
If you see this after April 10th, just check the link below to sign up.
I don't want you to give up. I really don't. I think that there's a huge need for pivots in a lot of people's businesses. I think there's also just a huge need for like people to define that they are successful. I've had more people lately come to me and be like, I make $250,000 a year. I make $600,000 a year in one location. People are giving me crazy numbers and being like, am I doing okay? And I'm like, what? I need you to know that most people are either doing under 20K or over 20K. I'm changing my whole business to be doing to this, because what I'm realizing is that people are, when they're following a formula where it works, it makes sense, they're being consistent, they're showing up, they're making the money. And some people have had dips lately. I'm not going to like deny that, but I do think that it's because marketing has to change. Showing up for your business has changed. And I think that while that seems really annoying, it is kind of part of the process. Like, I've been doing my own business for 14 years now, 13 years now, and it always is changing. I mean, we used to have something called Periscope where we were all like live streaming. Even Facebook Live, it feels like now everyone's just doing Instagram Lives. I want you to be really conscious to like say, you know what? There's always gonna be trends. It doesn't mean my product's bad. It doesn't mean I'm bad. It doesn't mean what I'm doing is bad. It just means that marketing has changed and I have to change with it, even if it feels scary or hard or whatever. But I do feel like marketing is changing. I do feel like mindsets are changing. I do feel like we have to think about our product assortment more and our pricing structure and like all that stuff, what we're buying. It just really has hit me hard that I actually think more of you guys need to sell higher priced items, more unique items, finding more interesting things and selling less of them. What does your customer want? Where are you going with it? Make it really special, make it unique, make the experience, right? Like, how are you gonna do it? Because I think that the more unique styles that we have, the better off we're going to be in the long run. Hopefully this has helped. I mean, I got in here being like, I just need to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on because it feels like there's so much going on and there's huge shifts coming, but it feels like we're in this weird middle spot. So it's a great time right now to like reaffirm your beliefs, reaffirm your values, reaffirm who you are as a boutique owner, what you buy, who you sell to, how you sell it, how you're gonna streamline, what's really working, looking at your data, and trusting it, and trusting yourself, and trusting your decisions, and being proud of everything you've done to now, and being proud of every choice and decision you'll make in the future, because I believe that you're always making choices from the best place you possibly can, and you're always having the best intention to move your business forward. And if it's not moving forward, that's okay. We just might need to try something else. That's business. Trial, error, da, 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 da. All right, well, thanks for joining me. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.